All right, guys. So I've been getting this question a lot lately, and it's where have I been? Which, rightfully, is fair enough. I kind of disappeared. Unless you follow my Instagram, I don't use Twitter. Follow my Instagram, then you know I'm still here. I'm alive and well. But I was like trying to get ready for this, and then I just started coughing and dying. But little life update: I am on my way to college. Not right now, but, like, I'm in college right now. I have a brand new car. You know, I'm working two jobs now. So that's kind of taking out a lot of my energy for doing this podcast. And it's something that I truly love to do. But now that I actually am working so much now, I'm going to be getting around 40 hours a week, up to 50 to 60 hours a week. It's not something I'm going to really have time for. But saying that, I still want to make content. This is what I want to do with longevity in life, is something around talking like this. This talking about soccer is something that makes me happier than I think I had ever been in life. You know, it also didn't help. I had a fallout with Caleb. Not many of you guys know that. I'm not going to get into any of the details. I'm sure he won't. But, you know, that fell out. So consistency went right there when I locked in. Great kid. Still like the kid. But, you know, a lot of it went right there. And so what really brought me back was something I had talked about on a previous episode with Rocky or Talked in the Woods, was something about the All-Star Game. So if you guys don't know, All-Star Game will be in Columbus. I will be there. I will be there with at Eli Lesser TV, my father. If you guys don't know, that is formerly at This Week in MLS. He rebranded to be more central to himself, which I respect. I also sort of did the same thing. I put my name on my page. Was kind of a big step for me. A lot of you guys know me as Football Takeover, Capybara Takeover. I'm Kyle. Yeah, if you guys listen to the podcast, you know my name is Kyle. But that's kind of what's happened over this time, is I rebranded around the new year, and I went to my name, which for me was sort of like a big step. You know, I've always been wanting to show my face, but on my page, nobody ever knew who I was. I never said my name on my page. It was in my DMs. But that's just something new to me. So that's a little bit of a life update there. Let's move into what the actual topic is. I'm back. At least once a week, you guys will be getting a podcast. I'm going to commit to that. Whether it's one where I'm driving and all you guys get is me driving and me talking, so be it. Or whether it's one where I'm with someone. I want to try and get some more players in. I don't know if it's going to be crew 2 related or first team related, or if it's going to be USA or Cincinnati related. It won't be fully Cincinnati, but I do have a really good friend who loves Cincinnati. He runs his own fan page. I won't introduce him yet. I'll let him do that here a little bit. He's not on this podcast, by the way. This is just me, only me. I'm on my way to go play some pickup right now with some longtime friends of mine. So I'm getting that out of the way. You know, I still play soccer, and if you guys want to play soccer with me, please let me know. So I will try and have at least one episode out a week. You know, it's not much, but it's something I love to do. You know, whether it's me sitting in the car, like I said, or, sun is bright today. Ugh. I could record this, and it's 70 degrees out in Ohio on March 4th. So I'm in shorts and a jersey. but some more life updates, you know, crew one. That, I was at the game, happiest moment of my life. Me and my lifelong best friend were at that game. We don't need to talk about how much I spent on it and that I may be in debt. Or my dad is effing mad at me. I don't care. It's my fucking podcast. I'm fucking cussing. my dad is mad at me for how much I spent, but it was for the experience. I would not take it back. I paid him back, so don't worry about that. You know, I'm happy with it. I gotta watch what I gotta watch. And, you know, top 2-3 moments of my life, now, I can't off the top of my head, besides holding that MLS Next Pro trophy is the only thing arguably better. But I have been lucky enough to been to 3 finals, and we've won 2 out of the 3 of those. I will get into the Crew 2 reason to Austin, but I'm gonna do a little bit about Crew 2 and what I've been up to with them. So, if you guys may not know, I am part of the Capybrava, unofficially. You're supposed to pay, but please pay. I don't pay. I am a broke college student, so I don't have the money. As I go and play pickup, but, you know, and I work two jobs, but hey, I only work one job right now, and that's like 15 to 20 hours a week. And I have to pay off a car and student loans, which are fun. But I will lead chants. I am an impromptu member with the crew community in general. I am very close with the players. That is my specialty for some reason. You know, it helps when they're all your age, so you get on that real personal level. But what happened with the players? Let's just take a look. I want to personally say thank you to Noah Fusan. Noah is the reason I am where I am at right now. Shit, am I about to get hit? No, I should be. I'm good. We're just stopped in the middle of Broad Street. If you guys know where that is. Not somewhere we're going to be stopped in the middle. But Noah Fusan, Marco Micheletto, Tristan Weber. Miss Tristan, hoping the best for him. Those four are the reason I am at where I am at right now today. You know. So I just want to say thank you to them, first off. And then, along with Jason Russell Rowe, I don't have any words for him and his family. They are, like, royalty. I guess I consider them, like, family friends at this point. You know, Arsenal on top of the league. I am wearing an Arsenal jersey right now. Bruce Banana kit. You know, everything's going well for me, guys. Nothing really to worry about. No, I'm not dead. I am living my best life. You know, I'm almost as happy as I have ever been before right now. You know, I'm playing soccer almost every week with some of my best friends. So that's where I have been. Now let's get into the juicy stuff. MLS All-Star Game. That is why I am back. Why the fuck are we playing Liga MX? Horrible decision by MLS. I liked it against Arsenal, but at the same time, as an Arsenal fan, I loved it. We got to see the debut of the hideously awesome away jersey, the neon green kit. I love it. I want it, and I will get it eventually. But that's not what I want. I want East versus West back. Like, I like this Liga MX thing, but it's three times now. Liga MX is okay. It's like, oh, who's the best team in North America? Well, we have a fucking two cups for that now. We'll get into the US Open Cup here in a little bit. We have the League's Cup, you know, which is just who's the best team out of North and not even North and South America. It's the best out of who is better, US or Mexico. We pretty much already have the CONCACAF Champions Cup now for that. Like, and if you want to do that, we have the, I forget what it's called, but, shit. We have that one-on-one game where Crew won it in 2021 against, I don't remember. But it's that one-on-one game, I can't remember what it is called. It's for a trophy, but it's for the best team out of those 2 weeks. So it would be Crew versus Club America this year, which I'm guessing we will get, probably in Columbus because of whatever reasons, which I do not think is personally fair. I think Mexico needs to host some more of these games. If I'm going with the full-on Let's Go League's Cup, woohoo. I am not full-on League's Cup, woohoo. I am League Cup, boo-boo. Damn, I got bars now. If we're doing that, Mexico needs to host some of these games. Mexico is hosting, like, five games, but the... That's just not right. If you want a natural ground, you need to play at the Stadium Azteca. And I saw a comment on one of the All-Star Game posts saying, why don't you play at the Azteca? They do have some good reasons on why not to play at the Azteca. You know, Mexican fans are of the utmost passionate in their world. And I love Mexican fans for that. Fucking hell, sun is bright. My sunglasses just aren't staying on my face. Talking about because it's going not towards the sun. But, you know, I respect Mexican fans for that passionate in soccer or football. You know, that's a big thing. Like, I will forever not like Mexico. Unless Francisco Mendoza, I think is his name, plays. I'll talk more about Francisco later, maybe. Or Mendoza. I beg, I'm not messing up his name. If I am, I am sorry. You know who you are. Mexico Youth Academy player. Plays for Crew. I would say friends, but, you know, friends. But I think we should be playing some games there. In all respectfulness, we should be playing some games there. Like, you know, you look at it with the World Cup. Mexico ain't hosting anything past, I think it's the quarter or the round of 16. Mexico has bigger stadiums. Sure, they're older because they don't have the infrastructure, which is a whole nother, that's not for me to talk about. That would be if I got Evi on or someone. We could talk about that or someone like that. Maybe I get Edgar back on and we can talk about that. I'm not talking about that. They need to host some of these games. But I am not League's Cup. Fuck League's Cup. Fuck League's Cup. Fuck League's Cup. Hashtag save the Open Cup. Why are we playing in League's Cup if we're getting rid of the most historical competition in the U.S.? The U.S. Open Cup. We have a golf tournament named after it. That golf might have came from. I don't know what one came first. The Lamar Hunt U.S. Open Cup, which the Columbus Crew or Crew 2 will not be in. The only MLS team in the that will really be in it are those teams, the six best teams or eight best teams that are not in CONCACAF Champions Cup in Austin. Austin 2 is in it. You get, I think it's like something like eight MLS Next Pro teams. But Austin 2 is in it, and, you know, that's rightfully earned. Austin 2 should be in it if we're going to go with the MLS Next Pro route. Sometimes, why aren't you having the best team in the East be in it? Just because they're first teams in the Champions Cup because they won MLS Cup. Like, okay. They don't even have the best team in general. Like, I get that you have Houston in there because they won it, but they're in the Champions Cup, so shouldn't you just pull them? I don't know. And then you're not... This is all because of League's Cup, guys. You know, last year, I was all for, like, okay, another tournament, you know, some more silverware on the line. Another chance to win stuff. Then I see it takes out a full month of our calendar, which just causes fixture congestion. I'm not Jurgen Klopp here, guys. But there is fixture congestion, and yes, it needs to be fixed. There is more ACL injuries than ever, I think. I can't confirm that. There might be more, there might be less. I'm not a scientist. But it's something that needs solved. Yeah, I'm in for that. Get rid of the turf. No, I get it if you are Charlotte. Just started off. Charlotte's not ready to just start off. But you got 60,000 fans there. I'm all in for you having that stadium. But at the same time, NFL is also trying to get rid of turf. So I think within the next 5 years, guys, turf will be eliminated for the World Cup especially. But I don't think Charlotte is getting a game in the World Cup. I think Atlanta might be, and they're getting rid of turf permanently soon. If they haven't already, I don't remember. Oh, I also went down to Atlanta with a couple of my best friends for a Crew game, which Kevin Molina ruined. And then we went to Charlotte for that Crew 2 game in the playoffs. Again, Noah Fusan, thank you, thank you, thank you, Noah Fusan. And congratulations to all of them who have made the step up to USL Championship, especially my two guys, Noah Fusan, Marco Micheletto, Noah Fusan, respectfully at Rhode Island SC in their first year, along with Clay Holstad there. Yeah, Jacob Erlinson at Wooden United. I don't know the pronunciation that well. Sorry, Jacob. And then Marco Micheletto at New Mexico United. I will try and catch one of their games this year. And I will be getting a jersey from each of them. With their name on it. Really, I would just be getting Noah and Marco, by the way. And maybe Coleman. Coleman Gannon joining Las Vegas Lights FC. Congratulations to him. So yeah, that's Crew 2 right there. You know. But our goalkeeping department is more stacked than ever. With Stanislav Lopkis, why is this guy going like 10 miles on the speed limit on the freeway? But, you know, that's that. Now let's get into the debating topic. Why is it not East versus West? I don't know. East versus West, to me, is the way to find out who should host the MLB. Look at what MLB does. MLB. Major League Baseball. Whoever wins the All-Star Game, and there's this NL versus AL, which is sort of East versus West, but it's... I want to say it's East versus West for this, but it's not. It's... There used to be a reason for it. I don't remember, but... Are they going to crash? No, we're good. I'm fine, guys. I'm knock on wood, I'm a good driver. But, you know, they used to do... We'll just call it East versus West for them, but it's not North or South or anything like that. But whoever wins that gets to host, I think it's the first games in the World Series. I know for a fact it's whoever wins that gets to host a Game 7, if there is a Game 7. Because I think they do 2-2, 1-1-1. And I think the NBA does it the same way. I don't know how NHL does it. I don't watch hockey. I'm not a hockey fanatic or anything. Same thing with NBA. I don't watch basketball. I'm not a basketball guy. I'm a soccer guy. Soccer, football. I mean, NFL does it after the season pretty much. Like, during the postseason. For fun. Theirs just means nothing, but it's still East versus West. In a way. Yeah, theirs is more East versus West. With the American... I don't even remember what they're called. The conferences. It's conference versus conference. Alright, guys. I gotta get to a conclusion here. I ended up going on a rant. Sun looks pretty, though. Sunset looks really nice. So drive into it. Try to merge into lanes. That's where I've been, guys. Again, I will try to get one episode out per week. That is gonna be a promise. Unless I am slammed in with work, school, work, and crew two. But, guys, I am back. Kevy Bar Takeover is officially back. Thank you guys for watching. Enjoy the rest of your night, or day, afternoon, morning, whatever it is, enjoy it.